Do not listen to this recording if you are under 18 years of age or the age of majority in your jurisdiction. Listen to this recording only when and where it is appropriate for you to do so. You should not be doing anything which requires your attention, whether that's driving, operating machinery, or cooking a sabayon.
This recording will encourage you to be a jock, but emphasizes that you need to retain your intelligence to be a good jock. If this does not appeal to you, stop listening now.
Find a quiet place to listen with headphones where you will not be disturbed.
Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale and savor that feeling of letting go, of release, you can realize that you're letting go not just of breath, but you can let go of stress and tension. You can let go of distraction or preoccupation. You can let go of any thought or voice in your head which doesn't help you to enjoy this experience. As you keep breathing deeply and slowly, you can savor that feeling of release with every exhale. And with every inhale, you can notice where in your body the feeling of the breath is the most acute. And that might be in the rise of your chest, or cool air in your nose or throat. But just like every exhale is pushing stress and tension out of your body, you can feel that every inhale is refreshing, life-giving, and draws in calm, relaxation. Every cycle of breath in and out helps you relax, helps you build a sense of calm and tranquility within yourself. And in fact, you may imagine that that calm and relaxation that you pull in with every inhale is a physical substance, a fluid that you pull into your body with every breath, and which can begin to accumulate. This fluid that you use to visualize relaxation and calm can trickle down through your body from your lungs and begin to pool inside you, in your feet. And wherever this relaxation pools within you, you can feel all your muscles become loose and limp. Those parts of your body may feel heavy or slow. And just now, beginning in your feet, you can feel that any soreness from standing or walking can just be washed away in this fluid of relaxation within you. All the small muscles in your feet that help you balance can feel so loose and slack. And as you keep breathing slowly and deeply, pulling in more of that calm and relaxation that trickles down through your body from your lungs and pools now in your ankles and any tension, any tightness in the tendons around your ankles dissipates and you can feel loose and limp. And perhaps now it begins to move faster, filling up your feet, your ankles, and now your calves, feeling loose and relaxed. And your body may begin to feel heavy or slow or hard to move, lethargic in the way that you are after you've slept for too long. That relaxation filling you gradually further, coming now up to your knees, and those tendons and ligaments inside your knees can feel loose and relaxed. And as you keep breathing slowly and deeply, you can build that reservoir of calm and relaxation more rapidly, and now it begins to fill up in your thighs, your hamstrings, your quads, feeling loose and relaxed. Those large muscles that you walk around on during the day can feel still, settled, calm. That relaxation can bubble up now into your glutes. Any tightness that you have in your glutes can melt away, leaving you feeling loose and relaxed. And as you keep breathing in, building this pool of liquid calm and relaxation inside your body, filling you up, it now reaches your lower back. It's so easy to become tight there, to carry tension without even realizing it, but you can feel that melt away now. And still the level of that reservoir of calm and relaxation inside you keeps rising up your spine, all the muscles along your back becoming loose and limp, relaxed. And with the rise and fall of your chest, with every breath, pumping that sense of calm and relaxation into your body, and now bubbles up to your shoulders, where it's so easy to carry tension from hunching or posture during the day, and you can feel that melt away now. Submerged in that sensation of calm, relaxation. You can feel it flow down now into your arms, your biceps, your triceps, your forearms and wrists. And as it pools in your fingers, you can feel a sensation of almost literally letting go. Even if you weren't grasping anything before, as your fingers and palms become loose, and so soon you can feel full of this relaxation from your shoulders all the way down through your legs and feet, and it bubbles up now into your neck. And any tight muscles within your neck can feel loose and relaxed. Your head might even lean forward or back as your neck becomes limp. And that's okay. And finally, as it bubbles up, you can feel it melt away any tension in your jaw, any place that you might have been clenching, and your jaw muscles can become now loose and relaxed, limp. Any muscles around your mouth or eyes, any place in your face that has held a position or an expression during the day, your furrowed brow can all feel loose and limp, slack, until from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, your whole body is suffused with this liquid calm and relaxation, this reservoir of tranquility inside your body, and it feels so good.
And as your body has relaxed, you can also feel that your mind has begun to slow down. Your thoughts might be a little quieter, a little gentler, spaced a bit further apart than they were even just a few minutes ago. But we can help you relax your mind so much more. Imagine with me now a scene on the open ocean where all you can see is water and sky. And this space, this spot, is special because for you, here, the wind will reflect the character of your emotions. And the waves reflect your surface thoughts. You can come back to this spot anytime on your own, and on days when you're stressed or maybe angry or sad, then the wind will feel cold, biting, blustery, and the water will be crashing with waves, throwing up foam and spray. But in moments when you're relaxed and your mind is calm, then you'll notice the wind is just a gentle breeze that you can barely feel caress your skin. And you'll see that the waves are so gentle, just little ripples. The water might never be perfectly still. It will never be an unblemished mirror of the sky above. Just as your mind might never be totally silent, and that's okay. It's the nature of your mind to think at least a little, just like it's the nature of water to move. But as you breathe in and out, you may notice that your thoughts are so gentle, quiet, even fleeting. As soon as you notice one, it's gone, like a ripple on the water, and it will be replaced by others, which are gone just as fast. And breathing in and out, appreciating that sensation of release, of pulling calm and relaxation into your body. Maybe you can even notice those small waves becoming gentler as you watch and as you feel your mind quiet. And when your mind is still enough, we can add to our scene a giant clear glass bubble bobbing on the surface of the water. and you can place yourself inside that bubble, like a perfectly round glass submersible, enclosing you on all sides, protecting you. And you can hear the water gently lapping against the bubble, and you can look down and see the water line, the water surface touching the bubble, forming a circle around your feet. And slowly, you can imagine the bubble beginning to descend, carrying you down with it. The water line rises up, slowly at first, and then faster, crossing above your line of sight. So now you look up at the water surface from below and see the light scattering on every wave and ripple. And finally, the water surface closes over the top of the bubble, which is now completely submerged, and you can notice how quiet it is immediately beneath the surface. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And as I count, with every number, with every breath, you can see and feel the bubble sinking down deeper away from your surface thoughts. 10. Your mind has already slowed down so much, but you know you can go much deeper. 9. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. As you drift down, you can enjoy the special feelings you only get when you leave your waking mind behind. 8. And the better you feel, the deeper you can go, drifting, sinking, down. 7. Letting any thought or voice that doesn't help you to enjoy this experience just drift away. 6. And as you sink down, you may begin to feel that parts of yourself which are normally hidden are becoming accessible to us now. 5. Drifting, sinking down, and letting every word, every breath, every number pull you a little further. 4. Because it feels so good to relax deeply. 3. Your surface thoughts are so far away now. 2. Open and receptive, absorbing, retaining every suggestion. 1. Deeply relaxed and feeling so good. And even in this deep state, every breath can help you. If your mind begins to pull you in a direction other than where we want to take you, you can just notice how good it feels to let go with every exhale.
It feels good to be deeply relaxed, in part because you know that from this state, it's possible to make changes, to make commitments to yourself, to alter the way you think or feel. In this state, it's possible to begin making real some things that you have fantasized about. You want to be a jock. You want to build a strong, muscular, beautiful body. You want that body to be seen and admired. But perhaps you know also that a version of being a jock, which we like to imagine, is false. You may have fantasized that your body can transform quickly, easily, to get bigger and leaner in a short time. And you know that really building that body will take work, consistent work, and diligence for years. And some fantasize that being a jock will mean being dumb, empty-headed, losing their intelligence. But we know that to be a good jock can require learning and understanding so many things. No, being a good jock isn't a quick physical transformation, and it's not a loss of intelligence. It's a change in focus, a change in priorities and values, in what matters to you. You only get one body. It's natural to prioritize making it the best one you can have. Choosing to spend your time and to arrange your daily routine to support exercise. Choosing to focus on nutrition first when deciding what and how much to eat. Choosing to direct your intelligence at figuring out how to build your best body. A good jock is a smart jock. If you want to be a good jock, you must figure out how to exercise efficiently to build the body you want, and to make dietary choices that are best for you. That means you must know and understand many things about nutrition, hypertrophy, biomechanics, and anatomy. That means you must think about an exercise plan, a nutrition plan, and understand why its different pieces come together in a specific way. A good jock must think, plan, evaluate, and adjust. A good jock is a smart jock. A good jock must make many decisions, each of which has multiple factors. What's your workout program? Good jocks lift. How will you split your lifts between days? Will you do a push-pull legs split? An upper-lower split? Will you have distinct strength days and hypertrophy days? Will you organize your weeks into larger training blocks? What cardio will you do, and when, and for how long? If you run or jog or bike for cardio, when should those workouts happen relative to your leg workouts at the gym? Can you still squat heavy if your quads are sore from a bike ride? Can you still run uphill at speed 2 days after you deadlifted? How much muscle do you think you can put on? Or how much fat do you think you can lose over a month? There are so many factors to consider. What muscle groups are weaker for you? And how can you target them most effectively? Will adding a few extra sets per week help? Or will it just become wasted junk volume? Good jocks must read, research, think, consider. You may calculate out an estimate of your daily calorie needs based on your height, weight, age, and activity level. And you may pick a percentage of calories to come from protein, carbohydrates, and fat. But then you must choose foods that get you to that calorie total in those macronutrient proportions. And how important is it to include saturated fats, which may increase your testosterone levels? Does it matter how you space out your protein over the day or relative to your workouts? Do you absorb protein more effectively if you consume high glycemic impact carbs? Good jocks must read, research, think, strategize, plan, evaluate, adjust. A good jock is a smart jock. And if you're not gaining muscle or weight at the pace you had hoped, or your fat loss isn't on plan, how should you change? Shift your diet? Shift your cardio? And if you're feeling tired and your performance in the gym is slipping, how should you change? Fewer sets? Fewer days in the gym? More calories? A good jock must understand and consider so many things. A good jock is a smart jock. Take a deep breath in and hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale, focus on the feeling of letting go, of release. You can, you must keep your intelligence. But though being a good jock will not make you empty-headed, and it will not make you dumb, it will change what you think about. Learning the science about hypertrophy, learning about anatomy and biomechanics, which variations of which exercises create the most muscle activation, thinking about nutrition, about hormones, about rest and recovery, setting goals for your upcoming workouts. All these thoughts may crowd out other things that you used to think about. Your mind will not become empty, but it may become full of the things that jocks focus on. You'll keep caring and thinking about your loved ones, the relationships that are important to you. You'll think about whatever is needed to do well in your work or school. But you'll find that other things become less important. Perhaps time that you spend on social media, on television, on video games, may become just less enjoyable. You'll want to use that time to read, research, plan, and yes, to work out. even if the core of a workout itself is only perhaps an hour. Getting ready to work out, getting to the gym, stretching afterwards, showering or cleaning up, having a post-workout shake or protein snack, all of these take time. Grocery shopping, meal planning and prepping, these take time and attention. And setting goals, reviewing and measuring your progress, iterating on your plans, take time and attention. But as you build the routines, the habits of working out, of eating according to plan, of iterating on your plans, these activities just become part of you. Part of you always thinking ahead to the next workout, the next week, the next training block. Part of you always thinking about your caloric needs, how much protein you've gotten so far today. And you'll be driven to do this for multiple reasons. You can enjoy how it actually feels to work your body hard, to feed it right. Your body can feel powerful when you push your limits, challenge yourself in each workout. And you can love your progress. Every time you can lift a little heavier in the gym than you did the previous week or month, you can feel proud of your progress. Every time you look in the mirror and notice a part of your body that looks good, maybe a muscle that's bigger or more defined than it was before, you can feel sexy. And that isn't just vanity. You earned that progress through hard work and diligence. Every time you notice that your clothes fit differently because of the way your body is progressing, you can feel proud of that progress. You can feel proud of your progress. Maybe you wanted to drop some fat, and you notice that the waist of your pants is a little looser than it used to be. Good boy. Maybe you wanted to build muscle, and you notice that your shirts are a little tighter over your bigger chest and shoulders. Good boy. And your progress is the only thing that matters. You know, it's not important if someone else has bigger delts or a narrower waist than your own. You know, it's not important to have the most defined abs in the gym or the biggest biceps. What's important is your progress, the strength that you've gained, the muscle you've put on, the fat you've burned. That progress feels so good and pushes you to keep going. You can love your progress, and that can push you to keep working out, to keep eating right, to be a good jock. But you also know that building a better body is an act of service, of submission. It pleases me. A good jock is a good boy. And you get some of the most profound pleasure from being a good sub, from earning my approval, from pleasing me. You love that feeling of being a good boy. And it feels even better when you know that I want what's best for you. I want you to build the best body you can, because it's the only one you'll ever get. I want you to build a beautiful body now, at this time in your life, because it will never be easier. You can work hard to build the best body you can, because it's a form of service, of obedience, and that feels so good. It feels good to please me. It feels good to obey. And it feels good to be a jock.
Take a deep breath in. And as you release, enjoy the feeling of letting go. You can feel every word and suggestion you've heard sinking in, integrating into your mind. And these suggestions can stay there, change you, transform you, even if your conscious mind doesn't remember the details. Everything that you've heard in this special, deep, open state will remain a part of you, active in your unconscious, guiding you, whispering to you. As you return to your normal waking self, you might remember only that you felt so relaxed and so good. And other details can just disappear into a pleasant fog. I'm going to count up now from 1 to 5. And as I count, you can feel the bubble rising again, pulling you back up towards your surface thoughts. And when we get to 5, you'll be fully awake, aware, refreshed, and feeling great. 1. The cobwebs just beginning to clear. 2. Energy flowing back into your body. 3. Clarity returning. 4. Feeling refreshed and full of life. 5. Fully awake, eyes open.